plates for you. And yeah, here's Charlie with us now. Thank you, Sergio.
Hey, okay. Thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Sergio?
Yes, it is him.
Hey, Sergio, how's it going today?
Pretty good, man.
Awesome.
Weather.
Yeah, right? I know there's supposed to be a storm over there in Texas, so if there's going to be one, make sure you stay dry.
Yep.
Yeah. I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, John. He does a very good job at explaining the basics. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all?
Not really. Kind of explained it, kind of more or less how it works. But I really want to get some more information to it, and then maybe we can work something out depending on the prices.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So have you done anything like this before in getting your business on Google or on the first page of Google at least?
No, I'm working with the CEO company right now, and we're trying to get it up there, but I think we're like in the third page.
Okay.
I run Facebook ads, I run Google ads.
Okay, so you do it all right there.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been working with the SEO company?
A little over a year.
Oh, wow. And you guys still haven't been able to get up to that first page, huh?
No, not yet.
Is it a local? Is it a local or is it a Google channel partner?
No, it's a local.
Okay. Okay. Might be reason why, but.
What's the difference? What's the difference between them?
So the difference between a Google channel partner is that's the highest tier you can be with Google. We have our own Google rep that we can see what's going on with what a Google business profile is being, why it's not being properly listed, right? So for us, we're able to get somebody onto the first page within 30 to 45 days. Industry standards, typically when you're talking with like a Google business, with somebody that's not a Google channel, you're looking at 3 to 6 months, and that's if they can get you on that first page, right?
And I told him a while back, I gave him like 2 months, man. Like, yeah, he did tell me anywhere from 6 to 8 months, I'll have you in the first page, but I recently complained to him because I was like, we've been about a year, not a little over a year, and I'm still like in the third page.
Okay. So let me ask you a question here then. So when he said 6 to 8 months, did they build the website for you or no?
Yeah, they built it.
Okay. Now, are they doing the website with the SEO, or are they doing your Google business profile? Because there's two separate entities.
Okay, well, I know he built it, and then we pretty much added the pictures, added this, added that, and then he pretty much maintains it. When I do the Google ads, he'll run them, and then he'll tell them, but like I said, besides that, that's all we do with it. We'll add videos on there, we'll add this to it, but besides anything else, I don't know what else he might do with it besides that. And I run Google ads, but I really don't like it that I can't, like I told him also, I can't really see the traffic on there. I don't have no access to it. And I wanted something like on my phone where I could look at like the campaigns that I run with Facebook. I could look at it and see how many is targeting. If that video don't work, then we'll run it for about a month. And I will pause it, get something else. And when I do the ads, I really can't see nothing. He's the only one that sees everything to see how the traffic is coming.
Interesting. So he doesn't give you like a tracking system or anything like that?
Does it after the 1 month, he'll send me a list, but I really don't know what those numbers mean.
Yeah, like but you... Go ahead.
He's across town for like 14 hour difference, so whenever I'm trying to talk to him, he's not available. So that's the only main thing that I don't like, that I can't, I don't have no good communication with him because he's like 14 hour difference.
Okay, so he's not even in the U.S. He's across.
No, yes.
Okay.
He's not here.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're based out of California, so we're actually only a 2 hour difference from you. So that's something to keep in mind too. So, also too, we actually set up a tracking system for you, so you're able to track everything that we do. You actually get login credentials that we custom built, so you actually get to see the location of searches, how many clicks you're getting from Google, how many calls you're getting from Google. Also too, we set up a campaign for you, a retargeting campaign through Facebook. I understand that you're running that, but you're actually able to log in to that and track that on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis on how well that campaign is going for, right? If you want to do Google Ads, we can do Google Ads as well. Same thing. You'll be able to track everything, all the logistics on, you know, how that advertisement is working on the pay-per-click, how the conversion rate is. As of right now, are you targeting like a 100-mile radius with Google Ads, or what's your mile radius that you're targeting with this?
We're doing up to like 40 miles, I believe. I'm not too sure where he has it set up. Like I said, I really don't have enough good communication with him.
Okay.
So we really don't. If we talk, we got to talk like kind of like at 2 in the morning. By then, I'm already ready to go to bed.
Yeah. That sounds exhausting.
I gotta work tomorrow, and sometimes it's just kind of hard. That's the only bad thing that I don't like. And then another thing that I haven't gotten the first page, and then it's been already over a year. At least under the year, but it's been a whole year. And I don't run too many Google ads, but I got real good reviews, and mm-hmm. I have no with that, so I don't know why it still hasn't gone up there.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I'll be straight honest with you, Sergio. Anybody that's trying to really push out into the 100-mile radius, that's when they really typically want to run a Google advertising. For you, you're in the 30 to 40-mile range, so just with us for our Facebook, we can get you up to 50 miles with the Google Business Profile and the Facebook retargeting campaign. You don't need the extra cost per click with the Google advertising. I mean, that's where like you really, really want to expand into, like I said, a 100-mile radius where you really want to go out there.
Go ahead. Another thing that didn't help me, like I had told him, I was pushing the Google Ads because I had brought another technician in and we had a few vans. And I didn't get enough work from him that he had to pretty much go after like 6 months because I didn't have enough work to have another technician running two vans. So I have four vans. I got rid of one. Mm-hmm. So I have three vans, but I could barely, we keep one running. Right now it's a little slow with the season. It was pretty fast. It got kind of slow again with mm-hmm. the weather. But my thing that I've been wanting, I want to have enough work to have two vans running steady every day. And I got three, so I want to have two and keep mine as a backup. And that's the same thing I told him, and he said, go do it, let's do the campaign, let's do this. But then we ran the Google Ads, and it worked okay, but then I couldn't get control of it. And so I told him to take it out because I can't really see what's really going on, and I don't want to be wasting my money if it's not working.
Right.
So we kind of turned it off, and then my technician, like, man, I understand, man, you got to make money, and there's – yeah, I had them kind of more part-time than full-time, so, and then I was kind of disappointed myself because, man, I have three vans and I paid a lot for the vans, and they're not making money, they're just sitting.
Yeah, no, absolutely, especially like with advertising, you always want to put a dollar in and get $10 out. That's what we always shoot for, right? For us, like I'm going to be super straightforward with you. For us, it takes, like I said, 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google. Now, I've seen it done faster because you already have a Google Business Profile set up. You're already verified through Google, all that, the whole nine yards, right? Absolutely, we could get you to the first page and get you clients calling you directly. What I would do is if I were you, I wouldn't really mess with the Google advertising at the moment because that's really expensive. But it just depends on what you're trying to do, right? If you want to be populating everywhere with Google ads, Facebook ads, Google Business Profile, I'll quote you for it and you can tell me if that's cheaper or what you're doing with this guy. But it sounds like one, communication is key for you, correct?
Yes, and like second, and another thing I can't see, nothing was on. So I kind of work more with my marketing guy that we do the campaigns, and I do some on myself. So that's the thing that I focus more. I don't do the Google Ads, but I would want to do them. But if I really don't need them, then I'd rather not use them because they are expensive.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at anywhere from like 50 cents to $8 a click, right? Depending on your industry and then depending on, obviously, too, I know you're in the San Antonio area, but anywhere from 50 cents to $2.50 a click, you're looking. Whereas in Facebook, when we do our Facebook ads, we're looking at 5 to 15 cents a click. That's how we're looking at. But what are you currently paying with this guy to run everything for you?
The SEO,
SEO and the Google ads and everything like that? Like, what are you paying this guy?
Oh, he's only charging $500 a month for the SEO, and that's what it's been pretty much. And plus, I do the marketing. I mean, for the Google ads, of course, that's different. I got to pay that out of pocket.
Okay. So all right, Sergio. Well, let me save you some money here, because let me help you out.
I'll close them off, and I've been with them for about a year and a half, so I'll close them off, and I would like to go with y'all's route, especially if y'all here local, where I could actually talk to somebody in the daytime.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
In 2 o'clock in the morning, right? Okay. Well, let me tell you what the pricing structure. Let me also go through like what we also offer, because this is a full campaign for you, right? So you obviously understand the value of marketing your business. You know that it's critical to get in front of your customers. So what we actually do is we get you to the first page of Google, right? So that way any of your services that you offer, people can contact you and find you there. Now, what we do from there is we actually set up a retargeting campaign through Facebook for you as well. Okay. So, like I said, you could have access to that and look on all the tracking systems that we'll have that you can log in month to month, week to week, and check everything that's going on there. We also help you get in other areas that your customers will be looking. Obviously, the bulk of it's going to come from Google and Facebook, but we do help you get on the first page of Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Okay. Now, like I said, everything is 100% trackable for you. If you ever had any questions, you wanted to change something up, you can call us in the daytime. You don't have to wait till 2 a.m. in the morning where you're already exhausted and falling asleep on the phone call with us. Okay. So what I did here was I set up an established business credit. So typically this is around $599 month to month with that whole package there for you. Now we allocate for the Facebook advertising, so you don't have to do that. We allocate our money from it. What I did was I put a new, an established business credit here that gives you the price reduction all the way down to just $299 month to month. Now there is a setup fee. There's a $99 setup fee. Okay. So the first month you would pay $398, and then month to month after that, you would only pay $299. That's to cover your SEO, which you're paying $500 for right now. That's also to cover a retargeting campaign that we would provide for you in that $299. Also too, we do posting for you on Facebook. So if you wanted, we could offer that too for no additional cost. We post for you every other week for you as well.
He made me a Google, but not a Google. He posted on my Facebook page. He'll post on my Instagram page.
Right.
He did one time. He pretty much got me like a YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
But he only like videos and about it.
Yeah.
So I got back into that.
Our deal here is we have a lot of customers here that ask us about posting and like, hey, can you guys post? We do. Our main focus is bringing new customers, because posting and likes are cool and everything and they look good, but that's not going to pay your bills, right? You need customers that are contacting you directly, so that way you can have more vans going out every day. So. Yeah. That's why we pair that up with the Facebook retargeting campaign for you as well.
That's the same thing I care about. That's why I told you that I wanted to have two vans running, and that's what I've been wanting to do. If I could get three vans, then I'll be perfect. But if I have enough, but right now we'll do anywhere from 4 to 5 jobs. Sometimes we get booked. We do like 8-10 jobs in one day.
Oh,
and
nice.
I bust out my other van. But if we would have at least getting both vans out there, I could do anywhere from 8 to 10 jobs a day, or do a few a day and do commercial. I don't have too much commercial either. I don't advertise too much for the commercial. Mm-hmm. That's what this year I'll focus more. I do a lot of stuff here. I do movie theater. I do hotels, mm-hmm. a couple of restaurants, but I'm more like in the commercial business, because I have real good equipment, but I'm like I said, just not using it because it's been the year was good. It was a good year. It was pretty fast. It was pretty good. But the beginning of the year, it was kind of slow, but I kind of figured But like I said, if I'm not doing that Google writing, I definitely want to change it up because that's one thing that I want to be in the first page by now.
Yeah.
And I want to get access to where's my money going, and I can't really see nothing with him.
Right. And two, so like I said, we're Google Channel partners. There's only 40 of us in the United States, so they don't have channel partners outside of the United States. What we do is we can only work with one company per industry per area. So for us, we can't work with other, you know, carpet care companies that are doing upholsteries and stuff like that you're doing. Once we actually close out this listing that we have available, we cannot work with any of your competitors. So it's exclusively just us working with you, because it doesn't make sense for us to say, hey, we can get you to the first page and then go contact your competitors saying, we can get you to the first page. Like, it's not going to work that way. Just, you know,
marketing guy that helps me out. Yeah, he'll help me. He's one of my buddies. He'll work for me. But he's the same thing. Like, I want nobody else in your area, because then it's pretty much I'm stealing from you and stealing from them, because y'all both trying to get the same customers.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense for us to do that, because at the end of the day, you hurt. Right? We don't hurt. It's you that hurts. So we want to make sure we protect the customers, and we want to make sure that we can get you on the first page. And when we're just focusing on you doing those things that you want to do, we're absolutely more than willing to get that, especially closing out the category. So what I can do is I can lock you in at that $299 price on a month-to-month basis. So, Sergio, you wouldn't be in a contract, okay? So it is a true month-to-month. There is a 2-month verbal agreement that we just ask for, because it does take 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google. Now, that being said, we do help you with Facebook that's up and running within 7 days. So not saying you won't receive calls within the first 30 to 45 days, but the maximum result is going to come when you're on that first page. I mean, you know, as well as I do, right? So if you ever did wanted to cancel, let's say in 6 months, you're like, man, this is awesome. I finally got on the first page. I'm getting calls. I'm just busy and I can't handle anymore. You can do two things. You could either cancel the service or you can pause. I would recommend just pause the service. But if you did either or, we only thing we ask is that you give us 3 business days before you cancel or pause the service. That way you don't get charged for your next month of billing. So there is no early termination fees, cancellation fees, or anything like that on your hands either, okay?
I mean, enough work, man. Like, I won't go nowhere. I'll be here because I can always find somebody to help. And then, like I said, I have 3 vans, so I have more than enough vans to keep to run day and night. And I, for big jobs, I usually get – it's a few of us. It's only 2 of us working at myself. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that's not an issue. If I get work, like I can pretty much make it happen.
Okay, cool. So how it works then go ahead.
For this SEO guy, I've been with him for like over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of thinking of letting him go for that same reason. The other guy helped me in my marketing. I'm keeping him because he helps me a lot, so I'll keep him. But the SEO guy, especially if you say you do what you're going to do, then I'll definitely jump over with you. How long y'all been in business?
We've been in business for 19 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're going on this year will be our 20th year. So this year will be 2 decades. We'll be as Local Splash. So we've been Google Channel partners since 2007, 2008. So we've been here for a while. We cover all 50 states. We do a ton of different service-based companies across the United States. And we've helped over 11,000 companies get on the first page of Google, if not get on Google, unsuspended.
It's me nervous when I do this because, like I said, I had an issue a while back before I got that SEO guy, I had got somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And this guy pretty much was like a hacker, and he pretty much almost lost all my page, my follower, my
customers. Oh, really?
And it was a headache to pretty much try to get everything back.
Cause oh, man.
I get my information. Like, I was screwed. But like I said, but that's one thing that gets me nervous to do that. But you know what I'm saying? As long as it's a good local company that I know they're legit, and then I'm definitely good with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I also sent over a text message to you. That text message has it has our link. That's for our our pricing page. Yeah, so just click there, and it's going to take you straight to our pricing page. It's going to say take control of your online presence just to show you who we are, okay? When you scroll down, like I said, you'll see proven success. We've been in business for 19 years. We're going on the 20th year of this year. We've helped over 10,000 plus companies get on and to the first page of Google. And then if you scroll down, you'll see that authenticity badge where it says Google Partner. Okay. Like I said, there's only 40 of us in the country that have this. So once you're with a Google Channel Partner, you're at the highest tier. Google will never contact you directly. Okay. So unless your name is Coca-Cola or Nike, you're spending, you know, $1 million with them, a month, but we handle medium to small sized businesses to get them on the first page of Google where they don't have to pay an arm and a leg, right? Now, if you scroll down to the SEO packages, you'll see if you buy our package here for $599 with the $299 setup fee, I set you up with the platinum, okay? I, by talking to you and understanding your business and giving you the in-business credit, the established rate, I was able to reduce that rate to $299 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So I'm able to save you around $300 month to month, and then I'm able to save you an additional $200 on just the startup cost itself. Okay.
And that platinum, does that cover like for to advertise like for commercial business?
Yes, sir. So we can advertise commercial, residential as well. We can target specific cities, zip codes, everything like that. I know you're targeting San Antonio, but I know there's different like counties in San Antonio that we can target. So it just depends on where you like to be. I know the west side, is it the west side or the south side is, you know, pretty in a bad area, but if you're looking to target more north side or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. That's what I target the north, the west side, north side, the northeast side, and then I go to San Antonio and surrounding areas. So I travel all the way to New Braunfels, San Marcos, Tivolo, Shirts, Bernie, Canyon Lake. So pretty much it's something I go a little bit over, then I'll charge a travel fee depending what the job is. But pretty much I go anywhere from there.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, no, that works because like I said, we can target specific cities and zip codes too. So, I just get you on an onboarding call with my tech team, you know, either later on today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule. And then they'll be able to make sure that we have every service you offer so we can populate you to that first page. Also too, they're going to make sure every city that you want to be found in as well as zip codes. That way we have that so that way you can populate into those areas. They're going to talk to you about the tracking system. They're going to help you. They're going to give you a login and password there. Then they're going to walk you through everything that you can see from the start to the finish and then when everything's going to be your ranking, clicks, calls, everything like that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely work.
Okay.
What is your name again?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah, like Charlie Brown. Okay. So with this being an exclusive listing, Sergio, I'm sure you would like to take advantage of it. That way we can get things rolling for you pretty quickly here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just verify. So your business information is Falcon Carpet Care, correct?
Yes.
And then I have the 902 Amber Knoll, San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, 7251.
78251?
No, 78251.
78251. Okay.
Yep.
And then I'm going to put your website here. So you guys have that. What was that?
Do y'all mess with the websites as well or no?
We won't be able to mess with the one that you have, only because he probably used a different platform that we use. So different platforms don't integrate, so we won't be able to just transfer it over. We can create a new website for you if you want, or what you can just have him do is host the website. I'm sure he offers that, and you would just pay like a little fee of like $19 or $20 or $30, depending on what he charges to host a website. But
what
if
that,
you
that,
go ahead,
what is that to host? What does that mean?
So hosting just keeps it live on the internet. Yeah. So you basically take up space in like their servers so that way they can host it on the internet. If you don't have somebody hosting your site, then your site just basically gets taken down. So they charge you a fee for that. If you want, like I said, I can help you with the website here if you would like. It does cost an extra fee. It does cost an extra $2.99 on top of the $3.98. But that's just a one-time payment, and then it would be managed in your $2.99 month to month. If you had any pictures that you wanted to add, if you wanted to change something, add a service, anything like that, we would do that at no extra cost. We would host it at no extra cost, and also to manage it, so we make sure that it always stays up to date.
Okay, yeah, definitely would want something to manage it, to like that, keeping up with it. But without running, if I end up doing that, just because I definitely want the website. I know this one that I have, it won't be, it pretty much won't be good no more. It's not going to be good after if I transfer with them.
Okay, so you're looking at a startup fee of $6.97, and then it would be $2.99 month to month after that.
Okay, $6.97 if we do a new website.
If we do a new website. If we don't do a new website as of right now, then it would just be the $3.98 month to month. I mean, it would be the $3.98 startup and then the $2.99 month to month.
Yeah, so I guess I would want to do I kind of like that website, but if I don't know if you saw it or not, if there's something better you could design. Where they could pretty much schedule online and pretty much send their information, like a keypad right on the, they would tell me to put a keypad right on the main page.
Okay. So this is what I can do. I mean, we can do that too. We can do a custom website how you have it here, which is really nice, by the way. I can send this over to my tech team, and then they can look it over. If you want us to build something like this, we can do that. But it just all up to you if you want us to build something like this. It would be $6.97 startup, and then after that, it would just go $2.99. Is that something you want to do, or do you just want to start with the $3.98 and then do the $2.99?
Would I need that website now? Like, say we transfer over there, would I need it? Like for customers on our page?
Not necessarily. You don't necessarily need it. It looks better because you have a website. But if you're on the first page of Google and we have your Facebook going on, you don't necessarily need a website at the moment. We could always add that on later.
Okay. I don't mind doing it as long as you look at it and say, you know, if you can make it better than what it is now. Then yeah, I'm all in for it to do a new website. But what about my like the reviews? I don't lose the reviews, right?
No. So with the Google Business Profile, your reviews stay there. We would just take control of that and populate you to the first page. So I already see you have good reviews on there, which is amazing. Because once you get to that first page, people are going to be able to see the work that you do inside of the San Antonio community.
Okay. Yeah, then I'd rather just start fresh, and if we could do a new one, then I would rather do a new one. But I definitely want somebody to take a look at it, and whatever I have now, if we can make it better than what I have now.
Okay.
And get those pictures. Can we get pictures from there, or do I have to send you new pictures? Or?
I can tell my tech team to scrape off the pictures from what you have there, and then they can go from there. They're also going to ask you, hey, like, if you have any more pictures, like updated pictures, and you want to send those into them, they're going to let you know, like they're going to give you a portal where you can send all your pictures in, and then they'll be able to build that. Okay. Our website that we'll build you will be done within 7 to 14 days. So it's going to be done fairly quick. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sergio, what's your last name?
Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N.
Oh, that makes sense. that's your business name. Okay, awesome. And then what's a good email address to send everything over, especially like your receipts and everything like that for you?
You can send it to the business email. Let me get that for you. It's Falcon Carpet Care. 210@gmail.com.
Okay. Falcon Carpet Care. 2010, you said?
Yes, 210.
At gmail.com. Did I misspell something here?
It didn't go through. It's Falcon Carpet Care. Falcon Carpet Care 210@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email right now. It's just going to be a test email. I'm just going to put test on there. It's going to come from Charlie Mullenkamp, which is me. And it's going to have my information on there, like, you know, local slash, everything like that. So let me see. Test. Just going to read test. I'm just going to see if it's going to get bounced back to me or not, because for some reason it's saying that it's an invalid email. But sometimes our system misreads emails. Okay.
Now you got it correct?
It got sent back to me.
Did you do it correctly?
Let me see. Is your email on your
website?
Yeah, on the website?
I believe it should.
Yes, it's right here. I see it. Okay, gotcha. That's what it is. Okay, that's my fault.
What was it? The numbers?
Yes, it was the numbers. So I had, I didn't have 210, I had 2010. So I had 2010 for some reason. Okay, so I have that up there. Let me see here really quickly. Okay, let me just make sure I have everything correct for the Google Business Profile for you. Okay. And then for the services that you offer, are you guys doing just carpet cleaning? Do you guys do other things too? Like, do you guys do floor waxing and stuff like that for non-carpet commercial buildings?
Yes, we do a lot. Yes, we do carpet, upholstery, rugs. We do carpet repairs.
Okay, repairs. Nice. So for carpet repairs, do you guys do anything like are you guys willing to get into like apartment complexes when they need like new carpet put in?
We do some of them. We do some, but we do more like repairs, like there's pit damage repairs.
Okay.
Like where the dog go out there, and we'll do the installation, but I do have somebody else that does it, but we could get work for it. I could always contract it out, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
I got buddies some that do my like for tile work, big tile. But they do repairs that I can't do the tile. Then I'm going to go in there and do the clean. I see a few cracked tiles, so I offer it to the customer. Oh, yeah. So we get them. I get somebody to go out there, cut out the grout, repair the tile, and then we go out there and clean it, seal it. So we do travertine. We do water extractions. We do flood.
Okay.
We do air duct cleaning, a little bit of air duct cleaning for the apartments only. And then we do the color seal. So we color seal the grout.
Okay, yeah.
We do stone, travertine, pressure washing.
Perfect. Yeah, no, that's good. The more the merrier, right? Because now, like I said, you can populate for all those services that you offer onto that first page. So that's why I was asking, because I want to make sure that the services that you guys are offering, that you're being found for, and that you are getting called for those services. So I just wanted to make sure. So I have everything here for the Google Business Profile that matches up correctly. Sergio, what card would you like to secure the listing with? Is it going to be a business card with Falcon Carpet Care, or is it going to be a personal debit card?
It's going to be my business card from the bank.
Okay. Is it just Falcon Carpet Care? And then does it have your first and last name on there?
No, I don't think it has Carpet Care on there. Oh, that's not that card on there.
And then for my tech team to get a hold of you, I have availability later on today. Would you want my tech team to get a hold of you tomorrow? What would work best for you?
What time today does he have?
For you, it would be 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and 5 p.m. They have availability today.
I 3 p.m. might work.
3 p.m. might work for you?
Typically,
it takes around 30 to 45 minutes for that call. They did, like I said, they're going to verify. They're going to make sure they have everything. If you have more questions for them when they're asking you a couple questions, it could take up to an hour. So I would maybe schedule anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour just to make sure if the call, you know, goes that way.
Okay. Yeah, we could do today at 3 of them.
Okay.
And tomorrow, I'm thinking. Tomorrow, but we're going to be kind of busy tomorrow, so.
Okay. I'm just setting that up while I wait for, did you get the card information?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my card on me.
Gotcha. Is it just the, so what's the name on the card?
Let me see what shows down here. I just went in the bank to view the card because I didn't bring my card with me. Let's see.
Typically, if it's a business number, a card, it'll say like Falcon Carpet.
It's a business credit card, but it's gonna say mining. So I don't think I remember saying the Falcon.
Okay. Do you have like a middle initial or anything, or is it just Sergio Falcon?
Sergio Falcon.
Okay. And then for the address itself, is it the same address as the 902 Amber Knoll?
Yeah, the same address.
Okay. And is it a credit card, a MasterCard, a Visa, Discover, American Express?
MasterCard. What is the total going to be now then?
The total will be, the 697, and that's with the website included. And then next month on February 9th, it's just going to come out as $299 month to month after that. So it's just the starter fee for that website was a lot.
Okay, yeah, it was. But like I said, I'm going to need it regardless because even you're not going to be able to manage it anymore, even though, like, pretty much.
Yeah, we won't be able to get it. Yeah, we would be locked out of his website because he built it for you. So there's no, he's not going to translate it over to us. And even if it was, we don't have the same, the platforms of what he built it on.
Okay, so we'll go and do that. And I'll definitely ask him, see if he could host it.
Okay.
At least for a few months. I won't get goes live, and then maybe I can just let it go.
Yeah.
But I just know, like, that's my reviews, but you said those get transferred regardless.
Yeah, so the reviews on the Google, that stays on there 100%. You'll never lose those. Those are always yours. So he can't take those off. Those are from your hard work that you put in each day from your customers. So, yeah, those aren't going to do anything. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 5343-7100-0405-9795.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
0524.
Okay, and then the three-digit code?
529.
Okay, can I repeat the number back to you just to make sure?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I have 5343-7100-0405-9795. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before I do make any purchases for you, Sergio, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So here at Local Splash, as a Google Channel partner, we protect our customers 100%. We never share or sell any of your information. On top of that, we set up the security question. So every time we call you, we're going to ask you this because we want to make sure that we're talking to you, Sergio, and you only. Also, too, you know that it's us calling you. So if anybody calls you claiming that they're not us, if they don't ask you this, then I would hang up the phone and I would call our customer support line and they could help you. What was that?
I said definitely giving no information.
Yeah. Don't do that. So I got three. You could have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and then I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
You can do my first pet's name.
Okay, first pets. What was your first pet's name?
Blue.
Blue?
Yeah, blue. Just like color blue.
Okay. Was Blue a dog?
Yes, he was a pit bull.
Oh, he was a pit bull. Okay. Man, people have the misconceptions about pit bulls, but... They're one of the sweetest dogs.
I had pit bulls all my life, and I never had an issue with them attacking nobody, doing nothing. It all depends how you train them and how you treat them. So they're real good dogs. They were good inside dogs. They were good with kids, with other people. And now I have nothing but Yorkies, and those Yorkies act like pit bulls. They bite anybody that comes inside the house.
Do they really? I thought Yorkies were pretty good, man.
They are, but they bark loud, and I got friends, and my wife has friends that come in here, and they just go crazy barking, and one barks, and I have six of them, and they all start barking, and they go crazy, and they bite your ankles, they actually bite your ankles, like, whoa, like, we gotta keep them in kennels.
Yeah, you're like bringing back the pit bulls.
those were actually, to me, they're meaner than the pit bulls I had.
That's hilarious. That's funny. Okay, so I have everything set up here for you, Sergio, for the $6.97, okay? But before I do anything, again, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is for two reasons. One, I have you on the discounted pre-agreement from the $5.99 to the $2.99 month-to-month. But also, this is an added form of protection for you. This will be sent to you to your email, and then also everything that we do here is a 100% tax write-off. So keep this for your records as well, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to walk you through this. Go ahead.
How long is that promotion going to run, the
$2.99? It's just going to be today because we're going to fill the listing today.
Okay,
so the $2.99 will never go up. You'll always be locked into the $2.99. You'll never pay anything more than that. Yeah, you're not going to pay the $5.99 if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's possible. Maybe a few months or a year, and then you're going to want to raise it back up. But never.
No, sir. Yeah, no, sir. You are locked in at that rate. So with all the services that we've talked about today, you will never pay the $5.99. Even if inflation goes up, you will always be grandfathered in at that $2.99 price. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through this. Go ahead.
That also covers the, for you to maintain the website.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 100%. Okay. Okay, I'm going to walk you through this. If you have a question, just ask me, and then I'll be able to clarify the question as well. Okay, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection to you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Balkan Carpet Care.
Awesome. Please state the name and title within your business.
Carpet and Tile Cleaner.
And your name?
Sergio Falcon. Sorry, I didn't see that.
And then the title within your business?
Carpet and Tile Cleaner.
Okay. Are you the owner?
Yes, I'm the owner.
Okay, awesome. And then you are authorized into the agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Sergio, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors. unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, Blue, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then what was that?
I said, if they don't ask for that security question, then definitely not with you.
Yeah, so I would just hang up, and then I would call the 877 number, the customer service line that I'm going to give you here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to email you our customer service line, but do you also want to write it down? I can give it to you right now.
Yeah, I can get it here. I actually have my pen out.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 877-635-6225. That's going to be your customer service line. That's also going to be my tech teams are going to call you on that in a couple of hours as well, okay?
Okay, yeah, it's also going to ask what number they're calling.
Yeah.
Call
that
number.
Yeah, save it under Local Splash.
I get a lot of scam calls and a lot of calls I won't answer. I'll answer them, but I already know they're going to scam them. And I do get a lot of them, so I'll save this, but they're going to call from there.
Yeah, okay, good idea. So I have here, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 9th, in the non-refundable amount of the $697. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 9th in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, Sergio, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877 number I gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and make this purchase right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to also send you a couple text messages right now just to verify that you got everything. And then I'm going to set up your onboarding call for my tech team to contact you here in a couple of hours, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I want to say first, everything went good on my end. I want to properly welcome you to Local Splash as a Google Channel partner. We are going to take care of you and get you on that first page and help you build your business the way you want it to, okay? Communication is key, so if you feel like you need help with anything or you want to run a special promotion, feel free to reach out to us at any time at that 877 number, and we will help you, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
So if the ads, I would have to contact Yuri because that's going to be in the upper run as well.
Yes.
Okay. So right now, would I have to get hold of him because he had just started something like yesterday? So would I have to get hold of him? Or I just.
Yeah, so what I would do is I would cancel the service with him and then from there tell him, hey, stop everything. I have somebody that's in the States here that's going to do everything for me. And then we're going to be able to get access to all the Google business profiles, your Facebook page and everything like that. I would ask him, hey, can you keep my website up though? And you know, for a couple of months and I'll pay you a hosting fee. And then that way we can just take everything. We'll be able to get that up and running within 7 to 14 days, so you won't have to keep it up that long for him. So it's really up to you.
That I might do it. I might just wait on telling him because I don't want him to try not helping me because he is, like, I think he's Indian, so he's a little bit kind of weird.
Okay. You don't want him doing anything malicious to you, huh?
yeah, cause I noticed him and he does kind of get when I tell him stuff, hey, like, what the hell, I want you to change some stuff and he'll try to correct me. No, let's not do that. Man, like, it's my website. Like, I want you to change this to that. And then he'll take him a few days. So I'd rather just wait until you get everything off you're going to get from it. And then I'll tell him, you know what, because I just have paid him as well. So I guess I could just. This is going to start the new month, so I could just pay him whatever days goes by and just wait till like that we get everything we need from that website, just in case he takes it down or he doesn't want to host it. At least I still get to get in there and get my stuff from it.
Okay. I'll let my tech team know that. Also too, they're going to ask you, so just make sure that, you tell them that when they contact you, at 3 o'clock. Now, I did send you a couple text messages. I sent you invoice through your email and everything like that, Sergio. So what, I need you to do is we're going to wrap this up here really quickly for you. I know you have to go. But I have here is, I sent you a text message. I sent you a couple of them. I apologize. Didn't mean to, explode your phone there. But there's one that reads this, and this is one you have to click on, okay? Very important. Sergio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it'll say my.localsplash.com/terms, and it'll have your phone number there. Click that link. That's our terms and conditions. Okay. You're going to click the two check boxes on the bottom, which is, yes, I received text messages, and then, yes, I am the card authorization holder, and then you're just going to sign your name first and last, and it's going to take you to a login form. Let me know when you get there. It's going to say username and password.
Okay. I'm there.
Okay. This is going to be your tracking system. This is what I was talking about, where my tech team is going to create the username and password for you, all right? And then what they're going to do is they're going to walk you through that as well and show you everything that's in there. So they're going to get with you at 3 o'clock, and they're going to show you all that, all the features in that as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Sergio, at this time or no?
I think that's it. I think that's pretty much everything from me. So if I ever want to get a hold of you, oh, that 1-877 number?
Yes. If you ever want to get a hold of me, is that what you said?
Yeah, just in case I ever want to talk to you or have any, because you pretty much going to be the customer service, right?
Yeah, so you'll have customer service. If you ever need to get a hold of me, you can contact me at that number. My extension is 203. So if you're, if the customer service reps, which are the tech teams, if they're not answering for whatever reason, maybe they're blocked up, they're with other customers, you could always reach out to me. Leave me a message. If I don't answer, I will have either me contact you, or I will have one of my tech teams contact you within that day as well, okay?
Okay. And do I need to save this number that's on here, the 210 number, or no?
You can if you want. If I ever call you, this is the number that will populate on your phone. But typically the 877 number is going to be, you can, if you want to save this number, you can save it as Charlie with Local Splash. I mean, that's typically,
okay. That's what I tell myself. Okay. I'll save it, but I'll definitely be contacting it was at 1-877 just in case I need any information. But I definitely want to go with you on board, so I'm glad that I'm with you. And then,
yeah,
like I said, my thing, see how this goes. I don't mind waiting a few months for it to go on the first page. And for some reason it don't, or I want to pick up more work, then I'll definitely look into doing the Google Ads. But it does get expensive. So if I don't have to, then I'd rather not do it. Because being on the first page, that'll be more than enough.
Absolutely. Third, fourth. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, if you ever want to do Google Ads, we can. I can give you I can give you a good deal like I gave you on this. You're already a customer of ours, so we tend to look out for our customers here and help it, more affordable. What were you paying for Google Ads, if you don't mind me asking? What were you, budgeting?
Right now, I really don't use it much, but I know it was like $500 a month or something like that.
Okay.
Nothing too...
And that was just the Google Ads?
Yeah, just the Google Ads.
Okay.
And sometimes a little more. So right now I just have made a payment like $400, and he said we're going to start them again. So, and like I said, I just don't like it. I don't know how much I'm spending. I don't know where I'm getting it. And I'm just making a payment, but I don't know, is it for 2 weeks, or a week, or a month, or what is those $400 for?
Yeah. I mean, I know for us, We can do everything for you, as well. I mean, we'll cross that bridge when it gets there, but I know for our Google advertising, it's a flat rate. So we don't charge you the cost per click there. So if you wanted to, add that on later on, we can. Well, we need to get all this stuff first, but what we can do is it would just be for everything. It would be $5.99 month to month. We allocate $300 of that to Google advertising, and then we allocate $100 to the Facebook, and then we also take, you know, help you with the SEO as well. So very affordable if that's what you're wanting to do a little down the road.
Yeah. Yes, so, I definitely want to get that. And I thought I could pick up somebody else to come help us.
Okay.
And I can get files running. But yeah, definitely, like I said, I gotta get everything first ready. But yeah, I could always upgrade it. Like if I ever want to change that plan to that $5.99 one.
Yes. If you want to ever upgrade into the $5.99 one, let me know. You can call me, like I said, directly, and then we can go over that, and then I'll share with you how it would work, and then we can go from there too. Okay.
I'll definitely do those Google ads, but I'll definitely wait until everything's. At least be with you a few months, see how everything goes. If it goes good and I see my website going up, then I'll definitely jump up there and just do the extra work and get the Google ads running.
Okay. That sounds more than fair, Sergio.
I like the customers from Google. There's a lot better customers there.
Yeah, I know, definitely, I understand. So, no, that sounds fair. I mean, 30 to 45 days, like I said, we're going to get you up there. So around that time, then we'll kind of circle and see, like, where everything's at. And then we'll go from there to see if you want to upgrade into the Google Ads package as well, so we can just have everything just monitoring for you and running that out for you, okay?
Okay, that definitely works.
All right, Sergio, I'm going to get started here on your account, so that way I can have everything over to my tech team. They're going to call you anywhere from 3 to 3:15. They're going to call you in that window, and then they're going to get you all settled, and we're going to get rocking and rolling with you today, okay?
Okay, that'll work. Sounds good.
All right, Sergio. No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.